Chapter 10.
Is this really what the sisters have been keeping from me all this time?
Naomi gasped as she flipped through the book of spells before her.
Some of these are spells only the Coven Mother herself could cast, and they're right at my fingertips. But can you cast them?
Janine asked as she leaned forward and rested her chin on her hands.
These sorts of spells are way too advanced for Ada and me.
I was meaning to ask you,
Naomi said, and then her eyes narrowed and began to dart between my friends.
What are you all? I know he's a bastard of Bast, but you all seem to exhibit abilities as well.
I'm a polywarm,
Leah declared, as she held her head up proudly.
Which means I can do this.
The blonde woman quickly opened her mouth and shot her tongue across the table, where it grabbed onto a nearby glass of scotch and lifted it into the air. Naomi watched with curious awe as Leah pulled the glass back to her mouth, tilted it with her tongue, and poured the contents down her throat.
Wow.
The witch whistled, and then her dark brown eyes lurched back to me.
It's not hard to see why you keep her around.
Because she's a badass member of the team, I smirked.
Indeed. Leah here knows all the best ways to use that tongue, if you know what I mean.
What about you?
Naomi asked the dark-haired woman.
I saw you have wings. Are you a vampire?
Close.
Ada chuckled as she puffed out her curvy chest.
I'm a succubus.
Fascinating.
The witch mused before she glanced over to Janine.
Don't tell me you're a kelpie.
A kelpie?
Janine scoffed and pushed her glasses up her nose.
Are you trying to say I look like a drowned horse?
A drowned horse that turns into a beautiful red-headed woman,
Naomi said with a frown.
Though, I suppose that's not what you are.
No, I'm a changeling. Hence why I pretty much look human, but can utilize magic in small doses.
That was gonna be my second guess.
Naomi smirked.
No. As for the old man, that's gonna be tricky.
Well, I'll throw you a bone, Miss Black Parade, Paul said with a sly half-grin. You get 10 guesses.
10 guesses. You must be a truly rare creature.
You can say that again.
Naomi spent the next 5 or 6 minutes racking her brain and trying to figure out what kind of paranormal creature Paul was. She guessed everything from a vampire to a wizard to a fae to even a frickin' werebear. But after 10 guesses, the woman leaned back against her seat and frowned.
Okay, fine, old-timer. What are you?
You ready for this?
Paul asked, and my friends and I all shared an amused look.
I'm a human.
A human?
Naomi sputtered, and her dark eyes nearly bugged out of her pale face.
Like you're just an old man?
And don't you forget it!
Paul joked, as he slowly stood from his seat, slid out of the booth, and then stretched out with a long yawn.
Speaking of which, I think I'm gonna head out and hit the hay. You guys good to lock up here when you're all done?
We'll be fine, Paul. Thanks for sticking around for us.
Don't forget, we have an orientation meeting tomorrow,
Ada said, as the old man sauntered to the door.
For our new hires?
Ah, shit, I'd completely forgotten. Leah's two friends, Becca and Valerie, were coming by tomorrow so we could discuss ways they could assist Cincy's jewel. Becca was apparently a genius with numbers, and Valerie was a master marketer, so it was integral that we had them helping out in some capacity.
You still think you're going to be here tomorrow?
Naomi said with a slight chuckle.
How cute. My sisters will be here long before the sun rises, probably with backup.
They're not going to find us,
Leah said, as her hand subtly hovered over the tiger's eye under her shirt. They're not even going to come looking. I shook my head. I know this is hard for you to hear, Naomi, but they don't give a shit if you're gone. If they did, they would have put more effort into chasing down our car when we hightailed it out of the graveyard.
They're just regrouping.
Naomi shrugged as she thumbed through a few pages of the spellbook.
Then they'll send their finest sorceresses out to save me.
How long did you say you've been a part of the Sisters of the New Moon?
5 months,
the witch declared with a little pride in her voice.
Though I don't really see why that matters.
Did you really not hear how they talked to you back there? Or what about how they don't let you practice any magic beyond your abilities? They don't view you as anything more than an errand woman.
That's not true.
Naomi rolled her eyes.
That is just how they treat all members of the coven until they're seen as worthy in the eyes of her sisters.
That's what I'm saying. Even though you're a member of their coven, you were 100% expendable in their eyes.
Why else would they send a single person back with the most dangerous paranormal creature to ever exist? They knew if Carter went mad and hulked out, they wouldn't be losing anyone of value to them. That is not true.
Naomi growled as she slammed her hands on the table and stared down Ada.
My sisters love me as their own.
And that's why they tried to kill you? And declared you a traitor?
It's all just a misunderstanding.
Naomi shook her head vehemently, but I heard the building doubt in her voice.
You'll see. My sisters will arrive before the morning comes, and then you will all be eating your words.
I guess we'll see. I shrugged. Does this mean you'll be staying here for the night as well?
Would you actually let me leave if I wanted to? Or is this a black snake moan sort of situation?
Definitely not. I shook my head. You can leave whenever you want to, but I wouldn't advise you do so. It's going to be really dangerous out there, especially if the OLG and the Sisters of the New Moon think you are a traitor.
You're in luck, bastard of Bast.
Naomi said with a half-smile.
Because it's going to take me at least another few hours to get through this spellbook.
There's only one spell you need to know.
Janine reminded the witch.
The one that'll put a protective hex around this entire building?
I'll get to it.
The red and black-haired witch said with a dismissive wave of her hand.
I want to learn all the secrets of this book first, though.
Take your time, Naomi. I said as I nodded to the book. We have all day. Or a night, I guess.
If only.
The witch said with an amused scoff, but I just ignored her.
Carter!
Janine hissed as she leaned over.
You and I both know that's a load of crap. Every second we wait to cast the hex is another second where we're vulnerable to our enemies.
I know, but there's not a lot we can do about it. Naomi is the only one who can actually cast the spell, so for now it's best if we just try to appease her and keep her around.
What happens when she realizes the Sisters of the New Moon aren't coming for her?
Hopefully it makes her bitter. Then she'll turn on them and agree to help us.
Let's hope so.
For the next few hours, Naomi flipped through the pages of the various spell books we had in our possession. Meanwhile, Leah, Ada, Janine, and I all took turns watching in shifts, just in case she decided to get clever and try to take us out in our sleep, or in case the OLG or Sisters of the New Moon actually did show up. Thankfully, they never came. The next thing I knew, Naomi let out a loud gasp, followed by a sputtering whimper.
No.
The witch whispered as she shook her head back and forth.
No, 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 no. What's the matter, love?
Ada asked as she rubbed her eyes and stretched.
Are the spells too complicated for your abilities? Of course not.
Naomi's fearful face turned into an expression of defiance.
I can cast almost anything in there.
Then what's the problem? You sound really frazzled.
It's this spell. Wait. I'm not sharing my concerns with you, bastard of Bast.
It's been nearly 7 hours since we were at the graveyard, love.
Ada said, as she looked down at the blue and yellow Detrola watch on her left arm.
If your sisters were coming for you, surely they would have been here by now.
Not if they were intending to cast this spell, they wouldn't. It takes days of preparation, and we were only 3 days in when you attacked us. I knew the coven was preparing for something, but this seems intense.
I suddenly remembered the blonde witch from the crypt mentioning some special news that my presence took priority over, and I wondered if this spell was what they were talking about.
Well?
Janine demanded, as she crossed her arms across her chest.
What is it?
Come on, Naomi. You can trust us. Besides, if you're right and your sisters are going to be knocking down that door any second now, then what does it matter if you tell us? We're all going to be dead soon anyways.
I suppose you're correct.
Naomi said, as she narrowed her dark eyes on me. But I saw the concern she was trying to hide, so whatever spell this was, it must have been powerful.
There's no harm in telling secrets to a dead man walking. Honestly, though, I'm not even that familiar with the spell itself, only its casting process.
Naomi slapped the spellbook down onto the table before us, and twisted it around so it was oriented correctly. Then she pointed a pale, black-nailed finger onto the page and tapped it repeatedly. I tried to see what she was talking about, but it was all written in a language I didn't understand. Janine and Ada both apparently did, though, because both women let out sharp gasps, and Janine paled and looked like she was about to pass out. What's wrong? What does it say?
It's a spell for summoning Ichthego, the ancient terror of the darkness.
Ada said with a shudder, and then she looked up at Naomi.
Are they really trying to summon him? He's been locked away for centuries. I'm assuming so.
Naomi shrugged But the gesture didn't look as nonchalant as she probably hoped.
Like I said, I don't know the spell itself, but all this preparatory shit looks an awful lot like what the Coven's been doing these last few weeks. But they wouldn't tell me what the preparations were for when I asked.
I'm guessing Ichthigo isn't a good thing.
He's a servant of the Ancient Ones,
Janine said, as she lowered her head and rubbed her temples.
An ancient terror that acted as the executioner for the gods of ancient Egypt, particularly Khonsu. Until the creature went mad with power, of course.
And they want to release him to be their servant. I raised an eyebrow.
More than that. Ichthigo's madness was driven by his desire to wipe out all life as we know it, to erase the mistakes of the old gods.
That is why the ancient gods got together and locked him away in an enchanted urn, much to the dismay of Khonsu, of course.
That urn was hidden away in a tomb, locked behind several layers of curses. Are you really sure that's the spell they've been preparing for?
I'm just telling you what I've seen,
Naomi said.
I haven't seen an urn or anything, but I wouldn't put it past the Coven Mother to have cracked the enchantments and gotten to it. Let me see that.
Janine grumbled as she slid over and started to look over the pages Naomi had been viewing.
Oh my god. This is worse than I thought.
What's wrong?
This creature can only be unleashed when the moon, Jupiter, and Saturn all align in the night sky.
Okay, so we've got plenty of time to prepare for it then.
No, Carter.
Janine's chocolate-colored eyes widened as she shook her head.
This alignment only comes around about every 20 years, but that day just happens to be this Friday. 2 days from now.
So, that's why the Sisters of the New Moon were meeting.
Ada clapped her hands together.
They wanted to practice for the release ceremony.
They did say it was going to be an important meeting,
Naomi admitted with a furrowed brow.
I think they all got a little sidetracked when you showed up with the Werepanther, though. Since the OLG kept failing to kill you, my sisters must have thought a Werepanther sacrifice would further appease and entice Khonsu to bless us instead.
Naomi, I said as I looked over to the witch, do you know where this ceremony is going to take place? Have they mentioned anything about a ritual to take place on the day of the planetary alignment?
They haven't mentioned anything to me.
Naomi sighed and ran a hand through her streaked hair.
Though the Coven Mother did tell us to be on high alert at the end of this week, and that some of us might be needed to appease the gods.
See? They're keeping you in the dark because you're a peon to them. $10 says you'd be the first to get sacrificed if they had to pick somebody.
And I would take that role honorably.
The witch held her head high.
For the glory of my sisters.
Glory? I scoffed before I narrowed my eyes and pointed at the spellbook. You call what they're trying to do glorious? It sounds like your beloved sisters are trying to unleash a creature on the world that's gonna kill without remorse and wipe out the entire human race.
They wouldn't be so dense.
Naomi rolled her eyes.
We may worship the deities of the moon, but if the Coven Mother is going to unleash this monster, she surely wouldn't do it to simply indiscriminately kill every human being on the planet. She must have a way to control it.
You sure about that? Because she didn't seem to have much of a plan when it came to my sacrifice.
Also, there is no controlling Ichthigo.
Ada shook her head.
That is why the gods locked him away in the first place, because they couldn't control him themselves. Unless your Coven Mother thinks she's wiser than the gods.
I actually wouldn't put it past her.
Naomi noted, and her expression grew a little troubled.
Marla's pretty damn cocky.
And if you're right,
Leah growled,
her cockiness may just spell doom for the entire human race. We have to stop them, Carter.
Are you sure they're preparing to release Ichthigo? I asked once more. I want to be absolutely positive before we go all DEFCON 1.
It's all right here,
Naomi explained as she gestured to the book.
1 month before the ceremony, you must do a ritual sacrifice of an animal from every classification. About a month ago, the Coven Mother had us go out and round up a bunch of animals to sacrifice. Then there's this thing here that claims we must know the language of the old ones to make the spell work. Well, our Coven Mother has been training us to speak the language of the old ones since I first joined. Not to mention she's been talking up Friday night as if it would be a world-changing event for not only us, but the entirety of modern society.
Motherfucker. That definitely sounds like they're trying to release Ichthigo.
Why don't you humans ever learn?
Ada frowned.
You cannot control these monsters, even if you try.
They must have never watched Pumpkinhead, huh? I said, as I smirked at Naomi. This sounds an awful lot like what happened in that movie.
Or Beetlejuice. Same shit, just in comedy form.
Raiders of the Lost Ark?
Leah added.
They couldn't control the spirits in the Ark, either.
Exactly! I clapped my hands together. Don't you see where this is going, Naomi? They're going to try and summon this ancient terror, and then it's going to run rampant and kill them all before going on a rampage across the entire world. You have to help us stop them.
Your overconfidence will be your downfall, bastard of Bast.
Naomi said with a smirk.
I trust the Coven Mother, and I'm sure when my sisters get here, you...
Damn it, Naomi! I growled as I slammed my hand on the table, and the room went silent. They're not coming, okay? They abandoned you as a traitor, they haven't even sent one person out looking for you yet, and they treated you like shit the entire time you were in their company. What's it gonna take to get that through your skull? Naomi's face fell into a scowl, and she summoned silver magic into her hands as her eyes narrowed. The witch raised her hand as if she was about to attack, but Ada's claws were at her throat in an instant.
I wouldn't do that, love.
Ada warned in a dangerous purr.
He's just trying to help you.
Naomi let out a grumble, but then she deactivated her magic and lowered her hands. Her eyes filled with tears, but she kept a stern face as she shook her head back and forth.
They will come for me,
she declared, but now her tone was almost pleading.
I know they will.
I'm sorry, Naomi. I frowned. I didn't mean to snap. I just don't get why you can't understand this.
Maybe because the Sisters of the New Moon are the only family I've ever had.
Naomi snapped as her dark eyes glared at me.
At least the only ones who accepted me for who I am and don't judge me for what I should be.
Oh, this all made sense now. Naomi had felt like she was an outsider all of her life, and this cult of witches was the only place she felt like she belonged. I guess now it was my mission to try and make her feel like she belonged with us. But for now, I needed to approach the situation with caution. And I knew just how to do that. Tell you what, I said as I changed my voice to something more soft. You're not our prisoner here, Naomi. Just learn all the magic you want, help us with the protection spell, and then we'll take you back to your sisters. How does that sound?
Carter!
Leah hissed as she leaned into my ear.
What are you doing?
Naomi wants to return to her coven, Leah, I explained, without taking my eyes off the witch. Perhaps we should take her back, after she helps us with the enchantment spell, of course. Hell, we'll even let you take that book with you so you can study it on your own time. Leah and Ada both gave me perplexed looks. But Janine's lips twisted into a subtle grin, so she must have understood what I was trying to do. If we played it nice with Naomi, she would help us with this protective spell. Then she'd be more willing to help us find her sisters before this ceremony actually took place, and we could try to stop them from unleashing that unholy terror on the world. At the same time, if I took Naomi back to her coven, they would surely try to kill her on the spot. We would be there to protect her, of course, but maybe she would finally understand her sisters were just using her as a pawn in their metaphysical game.
Deal,
Naomi said with a smug smile.
You guys are crazy, you know that? My sisters will kill you on the spot.
I'm counting on it. I nodded. Now, will you help us with the protective spell?
Sure thing.
The witch shrugged.
Now that I don't need to stay here to study the book, I want to get out of here as soon as possible. In fact, I believe there's another meeting of my sisters today, a few hours before sunset at the old abandoned pork packing plant in Westwood.
Even better, I smirked. Now, what do we need to do to cast this protective spell?
The Hex of Thieves is the one you're looking for.
Isn't that mostly for books?
Janine asked with a raised eyebrow.
Typical academic.
The witch rolled her dark brown eyes.
Thinking there's only one application for an ancient spell. There's no English word for the actual person it's protecting against, so it was mistranslated into thieves. In reality, it comes from a word in the language of the Ancient Ones that means troublemaker or one who wishes to do you ill, a.k.a. somebody who might want to destroy your beloved property.
Wow.
Ada whistled.
Somebody who knows more about the occult than Janine Beckett? Color me shocked.
You didn't know it either, Ada.
Leah teased as she slapped the succubus playfully on the shoulder.
A millennia-old demon who claims to be wrapped up in the occult and you had no idea.
I never claimed to be an expert.
Ada shrugged nonchalantly.
I just go with the flow of life, love. Even if that life involves demons, paranormal creatures, and the occult.
So how do we cast it? These two were telling me you needed a powerful magic user to make a lot of these spells work.
You do. Which is why I'm a bit confused on why you snatched me and not one of my sisters. They're much stronger in magic than I am.
I think you're being a bit down on yourself. I'm sure you can cast the spell.
Not by myself, I can't.
The witch shook her head before she turned to the succubus and changeling.
But you two both said you can do magic, right?
Barely. But I'll help how I can.
What needs to happen is Ada, Janine, and I start the incantation. We must touch the object we wish to enchant, summon the magic of our gods into our bodies, and then begin to chant the magic words. You two may join in on the chanting to increase its power, but only after we've gone through the entire incantation 3 times.
So Leah and I join in after you've said it 3 times. Got it.
How are we going to hex this whole building, though?
Ada asked.
There are a lot of things to touch, and I don't want to accidentally end up hexing a single chair or something.
The floor? If we place our hands against the floor while we chant, it'll hex the entire building.
Excellent.
Janine smiled.
When can we start?
The sooner, the better.
The witch said with a haughty sniff.
Then I can go back to my sisters.
Let's get started then. Naomi held the spellbook in her hands, and then she, Ada, and Janine all walked over to the center of the room before they knelt down on their knees, placed the open book in front of them, and laid their hands flat against the floor of Cincy's jewel. Janine's hands lit up with golden magic, while Naomi's glowed with an ethereal silver. Ada's magic was much more subtle, so there was no glow from her whatsoever.
Repeat after me.
Naomi took a deep breath.
As for any man, even of any foreign land, whether of Nubia, Kush, or Syria, who shall harm this place or take it from me, their corpses shall not be buried. They shall not receive cool water. Their incense shall not be inhaled. No son or daughter shall wait upon them to pour water offerings to them. Their name shall not be remembered anywhere on earth. They shall not see the rays of the solar disk, and they shall be smote by our gods for their ill ways. Hear us, O gods of Egypt, for we sing your praises.
Damn, that was a mouthful. Still, Janine and Ada repeated the verse as best they could, and after the second time through, all three of the spellcasters were speaking in unison. More importantly, an ethereal black glow began to spread out from underneath their hands. The spell was working. Join in, Leah, I commanded the blonde woman beside me. After this next pass through. The spellcasters got through the incantation a third time, and Leah and I started repeating the spell too. Suddenly, the black magic began to spiderweb across the entirety of the lounge's floor, and then began to climb up the walls like enchanted dark vines. We continued to chant through the spell for the next 30 minutes, all while the tendrils of darkness spread out across the interior walls of Cincy's jewel. Finally, after about 45 minutes of chanting, Naomi held up her hand and indicated for us to stop. The second we stopped, the tendrils of dark magic faded away.
Fuck.
Ada grumbled as she let out a small cough.
I'm used to talking a lot, but I think I'm going to be hoarse for the next week.
Did it work?
Leah coughed as she looked around at the building.
Do we have a protective hex on the building now?
You do.
Naomi smiled.
I'm actually kind of impressed 3 weaklings like ourselves could enchant an entire building.
So, what happens now? How do we know if it works?
You have to wait for an enemy to try and enter.
The witch shrugged.
Anyone who wishes to do you or your friends harm will not be allowed inside the building, no matter how hard they try. There's literally a dark protective barrier around it at all times. So, without any further ado, I think I'm going to go back to my coven now.
Oh, hold on. I held out my hand. We can't just take your word on this. We need to test it out.
Wow. You still don't trust me?
No,
my friends and I said in unison.
Well, fine.
The woman harumphed.
How do you suggest we test it, then?
The OLG, I said with a smirk. I always loved fucking those bastards up. Your coven at least partially worships Khonzu like them, right? Maybe you could call them up, tell them you've found us, and then get them over here.
So we could test out the hex firsthand. That is brilliant.
Okay.
Naomi shrugged.
Whatever. Hate those fuckers anyway. Just make it quick, all right? I don't want to miss that meeting tonight.
As Naomi pulled out her cell phone and began to tap away, I couldn't help but think ahead to all the ways we needed to test out this enchantment. It was going to cause a world of hurt for the OLG, but it was going to be a bit of macabre fun for all of us.